This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So for some insights into global market reactions, we have on the line with us Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Thanks for joining us this morning, Vishnu, and good morning. Now, the US's $2 trillion stimulus package has finally gone through. What are its main features and why is this so important to the US economy?
I think we can broadly define this as a very, very strong effort to ease cash flow burdens for both households as well as businesses. So there are direct payments made to individuals, particularly the middle, lower income households. So they get money straight off somewhere between $1,200 per individual to $2,400 per couple. But without going into the details, there's also an unemployment benefit that's been bumped up materially to ease through this situation where they expect unemployment could rise higher than the 08 crisis if the worst comes to be seen. And there's also been loan payments suspended to ease cash flows as well. So this is for student loans, so on and so forth. Corporates get $500 billion from which they can borrow. These are distressed corporates, and those are subject to retaining some portion of employment. As well as not using these funds to pay dividends or share buybacks. So they put some checks into place to make sure that the funds get channeled to really alleviate and address cash flow issues, and also to help backstop an expected decline in employment if businesses were to fold or come under stress.
So Vishnu, a lot of leaders in the US and Europe are using war-like metaphors like a Marshall Plan to save the economies around the world. Do you think this stimulus plan would work and would help the world prevent a slide into depression?
I mean, that's a very good question. And you know, at the end of the day, even if you were to ask me this 6 months later, we cannot really speculate about the path not taken. But it is important to act very decisively and very quickly at the beginning so that we try to help to check the depth of the downturn first. And I think that's the main issue, that so that businesses don't come under undue stress and fold very early on, leading to knock-on impacts throughout. So that's checking the depth, and also hoping that by putting these checks in place alongside healthcare measures, so on and so forth, a recovery that takes shape is in better form. But whether these amounts of money will absolutely prevent a downturn, I think that's not the case. We will see a downturn. It's just a matter of the depth and the intensity of it.
And usually from past experiences, such a stimulus package would result in some weakness in the US dollar. And we also see that the, especially the Malaysian ringgit, having a very sharp fall recently, but beginning to strengthen. The Sing dollars as well, not as bad as the ringgit, but some strengths being seen here. How do you think this stimulus would affect the regional currencies?
I think that's a very good question, and that's really the million-dollar point that everyone, a billion-dollar point that everyone ponders on now. The initial sense was because of the kind of downturn we see and the supply chain shock that we would see, Asia would be disproportionately affected. And so that would have led to much weaker Asian currencies, which is what you alluded to earlier, sharp drops in the ringgit, Sing, so on and so forth. But with the strength of and the strength and the combination of U.S. fiscal response, so over $2 trillion being shelled out by the Fed, and the government, and the Fed also chiming in with the QE, limitless QE. And so they're pumping in money, and they could be adding as much as $1.6 trillion to the balance sheet. So that amount of U.S. dollar printing, I think no central banks or government in the region can lean against. And for that reason, you see dollar weakness, which then shows up perversely as Asian currency strength, but it is not strength per se. It is a relative move against a big shift in the dollar. The question is whether this dollar weakness will last as long as the post-08 crisis where QE was extended. So that's the question, is that of duration, not whether the dollar will dip or not.
And Vishnu, taking a look also this morning at Japan, what kind of impact will the cancellation of the Olympics have on Japan's economy, or rather the postponement by a year now? Do you think BOJ will cut rates, and what else can be done to stimulate domestic demand?
That's probably the biggest conundrum that the BOJ has. And I think this will come down to laying it on the table to say that, look, Japan's economy is going to take a hit. But perhaps not mainly due to the Olympics being cancelled. That's going to add to the troubles, but there's an overarching downturn, and that's due to the virus. And I think maybe holding off the Olympics could actually alleviate the pain, because if you get further infections and further closures for far longer due to the Olympics, I think those impacts would be far worse. So I think with the benefit of hindsight, we probably would be able to say that the Olympics being deferred brings the growth back at some other stage when the economy is generally in a better footing. The BOJ's question, I think that is the big sticking point. For a while, the dollar-yen has been able to enjoy some relief from too much strengthening. Now, with the weak dollar returning, that could add to the BOJ's headaches. I think they're generally against cutting rates because it pressures Japanese banks further. But they might ramp up a little bit more on the purchases, not only the amounts, but the scope. They may purchase more corporate debt, so on and so forth, if they were to follow what's generally trending in the world.
Thank you very much, Vishnu, for speaking with us this morning. That was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy over at Mizuho Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.